With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. President Trump calling out a Federal Reserve governor to step down. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The director of the agency that oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has urged the Justice Department to investigate Fed Governor Lisa Cook. The administration accuses her of committing mortgage fraud. Writing online, President Trump said Cook must resign now. The allegation is the administration's latest attack on the Fed, which has yet to cut its key interest rate, as the president has demanded. Greg Clugston, The White House.
In Austin, the Texas House of Representatives approving a new map that creates up to five new congressional seats for the GOP. Maps must be approved now by the Republican-controlled Senate and then Governor Greg Abbott's signature. Federal judge blocking Texas law requiring display of the Ten Commandments in every classroom.
It's a temporary ruling against the state's new requirement, making it the third state law of this nature to be blocked by a court. A group of Dallas area families looked for a preliminary injunction against the law, which goes into effect on September 1st. They say the requirement violates the First Amendment's protections for the separation of church and state and the right to free religious exercise. Religious groups and conservatives say the Ten Commandments are part of the foundation of the United States' judicial and educational systems and should be displayed. Texas is the largest state to attempt such a requirement. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Aaron has battered North Carolina's Outer Banks with strong winds and waves that flooded part of the main highway and surged beachfront homes. That storm inching closer to the mid-Atlantic coast. Forecasters say it could intensify again and become a major hurricane. Much of the western U.S. with triple-digit readings, highs 110 to 112. This is SRN News. A new warning concerning assisted suicide.
It comes in the form of a chilling article in The Atlantic by Elena Calabro entitled, Canada is Killing Itself. The lengthy expose of the Canadian euthanasia system points out that since its legalization in 2016, the government has expanded it to include more and more groups of people, including those who are not terminally ill. And the numbers are increasing so fast the medical system is having a hard time keeping up with demand. Minors may soon be included. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio man pleading guilty to attacking a pair of Ohio State students outside a bar in Columbus because they are Jewish. Justice Department releasing a statement saying the man admitted in court that he did assault the victims. The defendant could be sentenced to up to 10 years in prison. That as anti-Semitism has been on a sharp rise throughout America. This is SRN News. Well, both United and Delta Airlines facing a class action lawsuit over window seats. Here's Washington correspondent Bill Alexander with an explanation.
A lawsuit for allegedly selling window seats without windows. Attorneys in New York and California are representing passengers who say they were sold seats described as windows only, but in reality they find a blank wall, a practice they say United and Delta have kept for years. According to the lawsuits, the airlines charge the passengers extra to sit in the seats, despite knowing that they won't be able to enjoy a window view. Attorneys accuse the airlines of intentional misconduct and are seeking the value of the money or benefits that the passengers paid to United and Delta for upgrading to a window seat. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The Office of the Director of National Intelligence says it will be dramatically there to reduce its workforce and cut its budget by $700 million annually. More details at srnnews.com.